USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate with a rare New Year's Day session as they will gavel in at noon Eastern time today. By rule, the vote to end debate on the override defense bill veto comes at 1 o'clock Eastern time, which needs 60 votes. Starting today, illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards in Virginia. Advocates of the permits claim the issue is in the interest of public safety. Virginia's General Assembly, which has a Democratic majority, passed the legislation allowing the cards in March. Illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards if they are a resident of Virginia, if they have reported income from Virginia sources in the last year or were claimed as a dependent, and if their driving privilege is not suspended or revoked in Virginia or elsewhere. And a very happy new year from all of us here at USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A new strain of the coronavirus that's more contagious has been found in a 30-year-old California man. The mutant strain, first seen in the UK, was diagnosed for the first time in the United States earlier this week in a Colorado man. Now California health officials say a 30-year-old San Diego man with no recent history of travel has been diagnosed with the new strain. As far as if the vaccines will protect against the new strain, Surgeon General Jerome Adams tells ABC's Good Morning America,
you should take any worry that you have and understand that the vaccines still look like they're going to work, but a more contagious variant means it is more critical that we follow those basic public health measures, especially this New Year's.
The Trump administration is slapping tariffs on aircraft manufacturing parts from France and Germany. The U.S. also adding tariffs on certain non-sparkling wine, cognac, and other grape brandies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The United States has reduced its carbon emissions more than the countries that are still members of the Paris Climate Accord. The United States did that with innovations like fracking and nuclear energy. President-elect Joe Biden has talked about banning fracking on federal land and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord on January 20th. As far as what that means for you and your energy bill, Justin Haskins with the Heartland Institute says,
it would be a total disaster. Over just a 10-year period of time, researchers at the Heritage Foundation found that the average American family of four would spend $30,000 in extra energy costs, and 400,000 jobs would be lost, about half of which in manufacturing, which is obviously a huge issue in many parts of the country, including the Midwest. Those jobs would all be lost as a result of just joining the Paris Climate Agreement, and that's not even the main thing that Joe Biden wants to do. Joe Biden has a whole bunch of other radical policies related to climate change. He wants to spend $2 trillion over his first term to retrofit 4 million buildings to make them green energy compliant. He wants to phase out all of coal, natural gas, oil, costing, you know, hundreds of thousands of jobs in lost production and economic growth by 2035.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.